fulfilling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, a dynamite hour, aren't they all? Ready for you. Queued up and ready to go. Sean, you got to love that one, man.
Yes, just like you love the iPad.
And the iPhone and everything else I have. Hey, I've got two things that I have to get out here quickly that matter to you as a gun owner. Ammunition is tough to find right now, and you're probably not training as much as you would be or should be because you're hoarding ammo. Well, I'm guilty, too. I do the same thing. I have cut back on the training I would like to be doing. I was out today, went through a couple hundred rounds. My wife and I were shooting and my kids, and I would have loved to have popped another couple hundred rounds in some of the drills that I was doing. But I thought, I just want to kind of save what I have a little bit here. I'm not shooting as much as I would like to be. I was at, as you know, the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show this past weekend and ran into Mike Hughes. Mike was the runner-up on Top Shot season before this past one. Great shot. He's also the founder of two companies, Next Level Training, the CERT pistol. He's the designer and patent holder of the CERT pistol, which is the best training pistol you ever have for home. Two different laser systems built into the gun that show you your sight picture and your trigger pull. So you can really do, and it is a Glock 17, 100% weight, size-wise and everything else. Visit Next Level Training to check that out. But the one that really got me, and I have the CERT pistol, I love it. The one that really got me, and I did, I whacked myself in the head, Sean, and I thought, oh, man, what a great, you know, sometimes a great idea just probably you hear it and you go, man, that's going to fly.
Yes.
He's coming on next week to talk about this. Well, we sat and had a couple-hour meeting while we were there, and I said, I'm going to go ahead and start pushing this for you, and this is sendmeammo.com. Imagine getting ammo sent to your home simply by going online and signing up and paying, depending on the caliber that you want, as low as I think it's like $68 or $72 for whatever quantity you want. You can have a couple hundred rounds sent to your house like clockwork, and you can buy the monthly plan. It automatically charges your credit card. The ammo gets shipped out, includes the shipping. Sendmeammo.com. Very cool idea, one that I myself have already signed up for. So go ahead and visit that website. And, man, I don't know what else to tell you. If you're looking for ammo and you don't want to get off the couch, this is a godsend.
That sounds like something for me. I need to sign up myself.
Yeah, the other thing is 22 ammo. Now, the Send Me Ammo covers from 380 caliber up to 45 and 223 for those of you who like the AR-15 platform, as I do. So now you can have it just coming to the house. On the other side, on another note, the USCCA notified me yesterday by email. We want you to talk about this. We're going to link a website to you, USCCA on AAR.com. This is huge because it involves 22 long rifle ammo. The USCCA is running a promo for another 5 days through midnight on the 30th of this month. If you buy or activate your Silver Plus membership, you're instantly entered to win 1,000 rounds of 22 long rifle. That's good enough. If you activate a Gold Plus membership, you're instantly entered to win 10,000 rounds of 22 long rifle. If you activate a Platinum Plus membership, you will be instantly entered to win 25,000 rounds, plus the USCCA will ship you automatically 250 rounds of 22 long rifle free.
Mm.
So for more information on that, visit USCCA on AAR.com. These are two things that I wanted you to know about quickly that I found out about yesterday and I found out about in Vegas last week. We will be talking more about this. But by the time I come back to air with you, the USCCA promotion will be over. So make sure you visit USCCA on AAR.com. I'll make mention of that also on the podcast for those of you who might not be able to listen to the program live. You'll hear me mention it on the podcast. Very, very important information. Okay, Sean, we have a huge lineup.
I have a quick question
that we have to get to. Go right ahead, please.
Can a spouse of a person working on a radio show get in on the USCC.
Of course. And okay. If you want to get in on the USCCA ammo deal, you certainly can. Yes, you can.
Okay. Thank you.
I was joking around with you before.
Well, yes, I've already signed up, but my future spouse hasn't, so.
Well, that's exactly what you do. You put them in, they'll get in the running. You know, okay. And they'll have the winners and everything else. We'll list them on the show. And one more thing, KSIK. KSIK, Colorado, 95.3.
Mm-hmm.
You are tuning in to Armed American Radio for the first time. It's great to have you here. So welcome to the show. We're filling your prescription for freedom on 95.3 FM. You join hundreds of other cities across the country. It's great to have you here, baby. All right. Sean, we have a huge lineup. David Kodria is on one line, and we have a very special guest, Jay Dobbins, on the other. Let me go to David Kodria first. David, a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for letting me get that information out before we got cranking. Okay, how are you, brother?
Mark, always great to be here. I'm cold. I'm sitting between two space heaters, but you know what? All's good. I got my cigar going. I'm ready to talk, ready to rock and roll with you, man.
Okay, well, at least you're not in the global warming capital of the world right now in New York, where our guest last hour, Anthony Cumia, was sitting in Long Island and watching global warming work its magic as he's getting a couple feet of snow. David, I'm going to let you introduce our next guest. You guys have spoken before. There's some history there, and you're going to play a big role in the upcoming hour. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, Jay Dobbins, I first ran across him when Mike Vanderbo and I were reporting on Fast and Furious. As you know, we've talked about it on Armed American Radio many times. Mike and I were reporting on this website called Cleanup ATF. For years before anybody'd ever heard of Fast and Furious, and, of course, before the unspeakable tragedy that happened to Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. And we'd been approaching the Oversight Committee of the House, which at that point in time was controlled by Democrats, saying, look, we don't know if these are disgruntled guys. We don't know if these guys are right on. We don't know anything, but you guys are Oversight. It's incumbent on you to check on this. And then, of course, Fast and Furious happened. That news got broken. We were struggling to get that news out. And some of the people who were part of that process of trying to make sure that agency waste, abuse, corruption, and fraud were going to be addressed were coming forward now with this because they were likewise outraged. Jay was one of those. He became a really kind of a good go-to guy for the entire media. I remember seeing him on mm-hmm. Fox News and things like that. And he was an author as well. He, as an undercover agent, had infiltrated the Hell's Angels. He wrote a book called No Angel, My Harrowing Undercover Journey to the Inner Circle of the Hell's Angels. And after that, different things began to happen. For instance, ATF did not provide him with the promised protection. There was an arson of his house. Protection agreements were reneged on. There were death threats that were received. The bottom line is he got involved in litigation with ATF. It's been a years-long process. The judge initially awarded in his favor, okay? But then, to everyone's surprise, after ATF appealed, the judge revoked his own order. Everyone was wondering, what the heck is going on? And now it turns out, with the release of sealed documents, the judge has said that ATF and the Department of Justice have committed fraud on the court. And with that, I think that it's time that we brought Jay Dobbins into the conversation.
Jay, welcome to the program, my friend.
Mark, thanks for having me. David, thank you for all the reporting that you've done in my situation. And when I was waiting here online to start, you had Ted Nugent's stranglehold going, so I'm in a good mood.
All right, good. I have to ask you this, based on what we just heard, Jay. Who the hell was worse, the ATF or the Hell's Angels?
Well, as it turns out, in my opinion, when I say ATF, I say a handful of people at ATF.
Wow.
I think the situation that I've been involved in, there's a blanket or umbrella over ATF, but the reality of it is that I've said this many times, and I'm not sure this is even a popular statement for your show. I love ATF. I love the agents mm-hmm. who are out there attacking violent crime and using our jurisdiction to do so. But there's a handful of people that run ATF and that were past and present part of ATF's management who are flat out corrupt, criminal in how they handle America's business.
That's a great statement to make. It's a bold statement to make coming from somebody inside the ATF. I love that. The reason it is appropriate for Armed American Radio is because it's, and David, you can support me or you can disagree with me here, but you know, the ATF, the individual agents, I've met a number of them, do great work, just like any other police officer. You've got one or two bad agents or bad cops that spoil it for the whole lot. And David, I'll let you tell you, we've got about 30 seconds before we go to the break. I'll let you close that statement out, take us to the break, and we'll come back. We'll go right into it. We're getting ready to go into it now, I'm being told. Okay. All right, Sean, thanks for letting me know that. When we come back, I want to ask Jay about infiltrating the Hells Angels and then on up the line to get to where we are today, which you heard David so eloquently introduce when we come back with David Kodria and Jay Dobbins right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking indoors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Back to Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Let's get right into it. David Kodrya is on the line in his regular spot up there in Hudson, Ohio, and we're talking with Jay Dobbins, ATF Special Agent, former ATF Special Agent, and author of the book No Angel, My Harrowing Undercover Journey to the Inner Circle of the Hell's Angels, among many other things that we're going to get to. Jay, let's start with this. Infiltrating the Hell's Angels, you became a fully patched member, did you not?
I did. I was awarded, a vest and membership into the club, which, obviously now in hindsight, the club is saying, well, that never happened. Or let me rephrase that. The club, the gang is saying that never happened. But that is being stated in an effort to protect their dignity to some extent. It's done. They were there. They know it.
Right.
And, it is what it is.
They lived it. They know it. You're telling the truth. You wrote about it in the book. Okay. You were there for what, 21 months in infiltrating the Angels as a member of the organization, the gang?
Yeah, our operation was active for that long. It was really like about a two-year operation. But the heat of it was, those final 21 months.
Okay, and I know some of the history of it. I'll just kind of throw that out there. Somehow they got on to you, correct?
Well, there was a time when there were some suspicions, as to who we were. But we, through expertise and through experience, avoided that. And at that point, they believed us, and they said, hey, you are going to either be with us or you're going to leave Arizona. And so they really didn't find out who Jay Dobbins was until the case was over. And through judicial discovery, they realized that this guy that they'd known for 2 years as Jaybird was actually an ATF agent.
Yeah, okay. All right, David, let's move forward. Let's fast forward now to some of the work that you did and how we got where we are today so that we can take it away now and literally break some story here that people simply don't know about that Jay found out.
Well, Mark, I've been following the ups and downs of Jay's case. I mentioned earlier how the judge had awarded in his favor and then revoked the order, followed some stories that at times almost seemed humorous because we talked about Jay's book, and when he was writing the book, his managers were completely aware of it. And then all of a sudden, once he got into litigation-type experience with them, all of a sudden they turned against it. And this was also part of the award that the government, I guess, and Jay can correct me if I'm wrong because this is months back that I reported on this, that the judge said that, no, the government was not entitled to royalties or anything like that from the book. But the funny thing is while they were trying to quash his book, someone at ATF, I guess, evidently didn't get the word because they put it on display in the main hall there with, these are books written by ATF agents. Look how proud we are of our guys, not realizing that that top management was going after trying to kill the whole deal. Anyway, we've been, following this. And by the way, I don't know if you've read the book, Mark. I have. I actually picked the book up at the airport in Atlanta on my way to speak to the Georgia Carey people. And the bottom line is it's absolutely harrowing is the correct word for it. I cannot imagine, you can't imagine what it would be like to put ourselves in that situation and to have that in our guts and to live with that. And that's just incredible stuff. But the bottom line is now we've had some documents that were sealed by the court. They have come unsealed at this point in time. And, again, when you have a federal judge that is accusing the DOJ, attorneys, ATF attorneys, of fraud on the court, when you're talking about witness intimidation, when you're talking about witness tampering, when you're talking about lying and withholding evidence, things that we've seen and talked about before in things like the Reese case, okay, with the Reese family in Deming, New Mexico, and things that we've talked about with Fast and Furious. This is now coming to a head. This is a huge scandal. Attorney David Hardy calls it bombshells.
Well, Jay, let me ask you this. How'd you wind up in court with ATF? Take it away.
Well, the process was initially when my house was burned down, I found out that ATF was investigating me, not investigating the most likely suspects. I contacted ATF and said, "Ben, this isn't right. You guys are chasing the wrong guy. I will cooperate with you to whatever extent you need to investigate me and eliminate me." I begged for a polygraph examination, which they declined. They continued to pursue me. And ATF, when I complained to ATF, they basically told me, "You know what? We don't believe you. We do believe our managers. We are going to follow their agenda here." And they basically challenged me to file this lawsuit. It was not what I wanted.
Was it stemming from some of the things you had written in the book? Is that where it all started?
No. You know what? Prior to that, I'd received numerous death and violence threats against myself, my wife, my children, right, that were all ignored. When I say no one paid attention to them, I mean no one did anything about it. That's where it started. Then my house was burned down. It was determined to be an arson. My book was released. And as David said, at ATF and DOJ, these guys, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. At the same time they were suing me, they had my book on display in ATF's headquarters promoting it.
Yeah, it's baffling as to why they, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing over there, as you said, I guess. So you now know, go ahead.
Not only does the right hand not know what the left hand's doing, the left hand, the thumb and the index finger don't know what they're doing on the left hand at ATF.
All right. David, it's frustrating to hear this. You and I know a little bit more about this than the average listener, so I want to make sure that they get the gist of everything that we're talking about here. Because now that we're in court, okay, we've got just about what, Sean, another minute and a half or so? Okay, we've got about a minute and a half. David, take it away and explain where we're going after the break, what Jay is going to tell us that's happened with those unsealed documents. What's actually occurred?
Well, right now I think we're waiting for the next phase in this. But basically the judge has written a letter, including to Eric Holder, notifying that we've got serious problems with your guys here, and ATF's own Office of Professional Responsibility, and Jay will correct me, I don't know if it's ATF's or DOJ's. No, it was DOJ's Office of Professional Responsibility, basically wrote back to the judge when he complained about all the improprieties and lawyer misconduct that was going on, and essentially said, "Well, yeah, but we're not going to investigate it. It's kind of like your problem."
Okay, Jay, you were awarded, though. Jay, let me interrupt quickly before we take this break. You were already awarded. Was the case already closed before the judge came back and canceled his own ruling?
Yeah, it was. The judge issued his opinion in August of 2014, and it was a damning opinion of ATF and of DOJ's defense. I was accepting of the opinion. I agreed with the opinion. I was accepting of the award damages, which was a fraction.
We're getting ready to take a break. But then you found out more. When we come back, we want to find out what you found out and put us in the predicament that we're in today. More on Armed American Radio right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
saf.org, Second Amendment Foundation. You heard the founder of that organization. Alan Gottlieb was on the program with me in the first hour. Great hour of radio that was with him. We learned about multiple states, where we stand in a number of issues across the country, and some court cases that are winding their way through the judicial system right now that all fight for your right to keep bear arms. Having said that, back in the studio here, we've got David Kodria. David, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here. Thanks.
Former ATF agent, a man who wrote the book No Angel, My Harrowing Undercover Journey to the Inner Circle of the Hell's Angels, Jay Dobbins. Jay, welcome back to the show, my brother. Okay, I want to pick up where we left off. There's a suit against ATF by you, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. You were awarded a monetary award, and you were satisfied with that award and that judge's decision. Is that correct?
I was satisfied with the decision. I felt like I deserved more in the award, but I was accepting of it because I had put my faith and trust in the system and in the judge. This is what he determined was due me, and I was accepting of that.
Okay. How did we then – now, what happened next? Because this is where this gets really interesting. The judge came back and basically vacated his own order. Why and what does it mean going forward?
Well, what happened is the judge, immediately upon issuing his opinion in the case, was approached by a witness, actually the linchpin witness in my case, who advised the judge that he had been threatened and intimidated during the trial about his testimony. When the judge found that out, he said, hey, I've still got work to do here. I'm not done with this. I wasn't aware of this when I issued my opinion. I want to do more work on this.
So he is saying the witness was saying he was intimidated by who? People at ATF, DOJ?
By ATF and DOJ attorneys and a retired ATF agent who was a witness for DOJ during the trial.
So that's an incredible accusation on his part, David. So what we're hearing now is the Department of Justice itself, attorneys and ATF members within the ATF, were essentially tampering with witnesses.
Yeah, and of course, when this witness went to ATF and went to DOJ and said, you know, this is the situation, you have to take it to the judge, they refused. So this is why the witness felt compelled to seek out the judge on his own.
And you mean Eric Withholder didn't willfully say, oh, this looks bad, we need to take this to the judge?
Well, we don't know what Eric Withholder actually said. What we do know is that the judge did, in fact, notify Eric Holder of the improprieties that were going on.
And, Jay, did you get – was there anything said by Holder? Can you tell us that Holder said anything when he found out, when he was made aware of those accusations?
I can't say what Mr. Holder's involvement was or wasn't in this, but I do know that the judge issued an order saying that the seven attorneys – that were involved in the defense of my allegations were precluded and excluded from filing any documents in his court. He was basically saying, hey, DOJ's attorneys, ATF's attorneys, you're not allowed to work in my court because I don't trust you anymore.
And this is where they perpetrated, or what the judge said, David, in his own words, regarding a fraud against the court. Tell us, what exactly did the judge say after he looked at this a little bit deeper?
Let me just read you from a footnote that he put in his opinion. He said the court issued an order voiding the prior judgment based on indications that the defendant, which is ATF, through its counsel, had committed fraud on the court. Fraud on the court consists of conduct, one, on the part of an officer of the court, two, that is directed to the judicial machinery itself, three, that is intentionally false and willfully blind to the truth, or is in reckless disregard for the truth, and four, that is in positive averment or is concealment when one is under duty to disclose it, and five, that it deceives the court. So basically he's saying these attorneys committed fraud upon the court, and, you know, what more do you need? I mean, at that point, how is that not a criminal conspiracy?
Well, we've seen criminal conspiracies in this administration go right out the window. Jay, what happens now? So the decision, were you actually given, were there funds transferred post-decision?
No,
what happens now?
No, when the case was appealed, it stopped. I never received any money, and it's still in the process of being adjudicated. The judge has stated that he intends to depose or conduct hearings with the alleged bad acting attorneys involved to be questioned, with additional witnesses being questioned with regards to what they do or don't know about the frauds. And that's what we're waiting for right now. We're waiting for the judge to tell us exactly what his game plan is as to how he's going to flesh out the allegations of fraud.
And Mark, let me jump in here, because there's another important factor that we really need to bring out. And I'm not clear on it, so I guess I have to ask this question directly to Jay. Jay, you've talked about basically your attorney himself was under surveillance And because of this surveillance and because of the intimidation against your own attorney, you were considering some sort of motion to withdraw the attorney and somehow represent yourself or get new counsel or whatever. Could you elaborate on that and educate me and educate the audience?
Sure. My attorney has been under surveillance for an extended period of time, and he was not necessarily convinced of that himself, but while he was in the presence of an ATF agent who is the foremost expert on surveillance, that agent witnessed my attorney under surveillance, and at that meeting, whoever was conducting that surveillance then followed that agent away to his house, probably 25 miles through Phoenix. This agent is not someone who is going to make an allegation or not understand what's happening. He's an expert in surveillance. He called me and he said, Jay, he said, you know what? If you didn't believe Jim Reed, your attorney before, believe him now. They're on him.
Wow. Isn't that amazing, Mark? I mean, you know, your attorney in this can't even trust that he is secure and that he is not a person of interest. And one other point I think that we need to bring out is that the witness who was intimidated was Internal Affairs. And he's the guy who came up with the report that basically said, yeah, Dobbins is a clean guy, and, you know, this is information that was withheld from Dobbins and his counsel until the 11th hour.
I have to ask this. Jay, what don't they want made public?
You know what? That's a great question, Mark, and I wish I had an answer. You know, Jay Dobbins is a nobody. This case should be nothing. It's not Benghazi. It's not the IRS scandal. It's not Fast and Furious or the wiretapping of reporters or even the murder of Brian Terry. And if they're going to this extent to try to destroy me, I can only imagine what they're doing under those other situations.
Well, that's where this news, that's where this comes into play. That's why this is so vital. David Kodriab, we have followed Fast and Furious with you on this program for years, almost since its inception to where it is today, which unfortunately Attorney General Eric Withholder was able to keep quiet, even through congressional hearings that we're all aware of. So that begs the following question. What, in fact, are they hiding on some of these larger cases if they're going to this extent against Jay and what he, in his own words, said was really nothing compared to any of these?
Yeah, and why would they take such risks and why would they so deviate, you know, if these allegations bear out from all accepted standards of legal conduct, particularly being officers of the court with the diligence that requires? And I think that we're seeing something that's institutionalized. You know, we remember the deputy attorney general in the Phoenix area and his involvement with Fast and Furious and how that basically destroyed his career, or how he destroyed his own career, let me put it that way, although right. These guys always seem to land on their feet.
And yeah, they do, even if they're reassigned somewhere else. David, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, Jay, if it's okay, I want to ask you some questions about the Hells Angels themselves. Is that all right? We still have Jay? We'll talk to him when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. Don't go away.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
You're a 23 May Bremis?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys? Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Sean, I love that guy. New listeners in Fleming, Colorado are hearing John Young from the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the music.
No, well, that's Junkyard. That's a song called Simple Man by Junkyard. Kind of an obscure hair band from back in the 80s.
Wow.
Junkyard, yeah, they got some great stuff. That's Simple Man. That's fun. It's fun to listen to. Hey, welcome back to the program, particularly all you new listeners out there in Colorado, Nebraska, and Kansas that are tuned in. It doesn't seem to be you getting the bout of global warming. It seems to be New England. Of course, they're calling for it historic. Sean, I got to tell you, when I look and I see all these people panicking about snow in New England in wintertime, I think, what kind of world are we living in?
You know what?
I used to live up there when I was a kid. I remember ice storms, snow, 10, 12, 15 inches. Now all of a sudden it's epic. It's historic. De Blasio is up there running his gator about snow. Make sure you make all the right preparations. What? Anything to get all the rest of everybody off my back because I hate cops.
Well, it helps their narrative. You know, snowgetting. I mean, I had to stop watching the Weather Channel because of some of the stuff they were talking about. Naming storms? Are you serious?
Yeah, anything to create news. All right, let's go back to David Cordia. Always a pleasure to have you here, David, in your slot in this hour. It's fun to be here with you. And Jay Dobbins, the author of the book No Angel. Jay, I got to ask you a question. Quickly, the case now, we're just going to kind of sit back and wait and see what happens with the witness tampering and everything else and find out kind of what plays out based on the judge's decision now that he's relooking at this, right?
That's correct. We're going to wait for the judge to tell us what the game plan is and how he intends to move forward.
Okay, Will, you come back on and follow this with us? I would love to have you back on this program.
I would absolutely love to come back, and as soon as you ask me, I'll be there.
All right, that sounds good. I'm going to hold you to that. In the meantime, I'm looking forward to seeing you getting this out in some big major media on Fox and everything else and this story making it out there. David, a quick question for you. What do you think? What do you think with Holder's impending resignation will do to this? Anything, if anything?
No, because I think Holder has committed to stay on until the replacement comes. So I think he's kind of there because it's going to be awful tough to get a replacement through this Congress. Particularly, I know that he's got this Ms. Lynch who is kind of waiting in the wings, but that lady has to be thoroughly vetted. And I think that many of us are going to have some real tough questions. But here's one thing I'd like to point out. All of this that's happening within DOJ and ATF, the tone is set from the top, and I think what we're seeing is we are seeing an institutional arrogance. They're used to being obeyed without question, and they have the entire force of the government behind them to bend people to their will. And when they run across a person of principle who says, wait a minute, the truth is more important than anything, and I'm going to stick to this and make sure the truth comes out, they're kind of like those wind-up toys you had as a kid that, you know, gets into a corner and it keeps walking because it doesn't know what else to do. And you'd mentioned earlier about Jay's position on ATF, and you were going to kind of ask me. Jay and I don't have to agree on our approach to ATF. I find that it is very interesting that Mike Vanderbo and I were the guys that whistleblowers were trusting because we proved to them that we were not going to betray that trust. They proved to us they were not going to betray our trust, that the credibility was there. And I think that this is how this has all evolved to where, you know what, I don't have to agree when we have certain things that we can go on where we know that what the real object is to uncover the truth, and principles and ethics take over from there.
Well said. That's why you're on the program. We're going to continue to follow it. I don't know what my expectations are with the history that I've witnessed firsthand with the ATF as we've moved through, including a dead Border Patrol agents. It's just astonishing to me that these people get away with it. So we'll continue to follow this, and we know you'll do the work on it.
Real quickly, this story, you know, your listeners, go to davidkodria.com because I've got it up there right now. It's the top story right now there, and you can get all the details, including links to an unsealed document, okay?
All right.
With the judge's opinion on it. So please do that.
Jay, what's your blog site?
It's very simple. www.jdobyns.com.
And that's D-O-B-Y-N-S.com, correct?
Sir.
Okay. All right. Go there. Don't be the headline surfer. Read this stuff. Okay. We've got about 3 minutes here. I have to ask you this one. Jay, the Hell's Angels, I'll get it out. I'm sorry, it's my cold. The Hell's Angels, those are a hard party and beer drinking bunch, aren't they?
Well, I'll tell you what, those guys define violence and intimidation. They're
say that one more time. They define what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, they define violence and intimidation. They're a rough group of boys, and they are not to be trifled with at all.
Did you had to, I'm assuming you had to play along with that in order to effectively do what you did?
Absolutely. I did my best to pretend to be one of them and fake being one of them and fake sharing the same mindset that they did in order to convince them to trust me and gain their loyalty to try to get inside and figure out who the ringleaders of the violence in that gang were.
You were running with who? The gang out of where? Arizona, Phoenix area, Mesa, was it not predominantly?
Yeah, our case focused in the western United States, primarily in Arizona. We also traveled to Southern California, Central California, and Las Vegas.
All right. Did you ever meet with any of the founders of the organization and all that fun stuff?
Oh, yeah. Met with, I met hundreds of Hell's Angels, international Hell's Angels. Met with Sonny Barger, who's, you know, iconic in the biker gang world.
Right.
That was all part of it, all part of my assignment.
Who's worse, them or the Outlaws or the Mongrels?
Well, you know what? The Hells Angels, they have been and continue to be the king of the mountain in that culture. And I think that's why the other gangs are always adversarial with them, because everybody wants to wear the belt. Everybody wants to be the champ. And in order to be the champ, you have to knock the champ out. So that's why everyone's always coming after the Hells Angels, because everybody wants to wear the belt.
Do the Hells Angels carry guns in violation of California law?
Well, yeah, they do.
You mean they don't pay attention to the magazine capacity laws that the law-abiding people do?
You know what? The only laws that they pay attention to are their laws. They don't concern themselves or care about society's laws. All they care about is their religion, which is the Hells Angels.
Yeah, that's really something. Jay, I want to thank you for coming on the program with us. We're getting ready to knock it off for this hour, and you can trust when I tell you publicly here on the show that we will be reaching out to you again in the very, very near future. I know David's going to be all over this. David, thank you for being here. Jay Dobbins, thank you for being here. You know, we're going to let Amber Cuno called in. We're going to let her mic go live right now and take us out. Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
You had something to say.
Yes, I did. I just wanted to say, this is Mark and Amber filling your prescription for freedom. Carry on. Carry often. Carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club.
Well done. And we will see everybody on the panel on the lineup next week. And I'll talk to you as we fill your prescription for freedom next week. See ya.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.